One of the things that a lot of people get tripped up on is when they get a rejection, they internalize it. That's me. I internalize rejection a lot, and I think that, I'm not good enough, that other people somehow, have it out to me, that there is, you name the number of different things that I think in my head. And, it's very real in terms of what that means. But ultimately, when you take a step back, you got to look at it, right? What does that mean? There is this distribution of skill levels and outcomes, and this distribution has an arbitrary cutoff on what that looks like. And that cutoff is very, very murky. People don't understand where that cutoff might start and where begin. And a lot of times it's arbitrary, it's a qualitative metric, it's made up. And I want you to really internalize that, what that means is that it's all made up. And so should that make you angry? To some degree, yeah. Like there's an element of unfairness to everything of a, in life. A substantial amount of unfairness. But what do you do when that happens? How do you handle that? The only thing that I can say is you get back up and you do it again. And you have to realize that there is this unbelievable amount of unfairness that exists in the market. And the only way that you can navigate this unfairness is to get up and do it again, repeatedly. Keep trying, keep going, get one more step. And it might be that you pursue the same thing and you keep going within this narrow domain. And you keep trying and iterating, which to me is frustrating. It's definition of crazy. And I feel that. I feel like the crazy making nature of, in my career, in the academic career, you keep publishing, you keep trying and you keep trying and you don't get anywhere, right? So, what is there to do if that doesn't happen? You switch it up, you try different things, you pursue different ventures, you go into different arenas, and you see what works, what sticks, what is making you feel good. Ultimately, though, is this sort of rejection thing, you got to take a step back and you got to sort of acknowledge the humorousness, the sort of arbitrariness that there actually is in life. And often you're not going to, go where you're going to want to go. It's not going to be as clear as you thought it would be. And frankly, a lot of people are just not nice, right? Like they just are not going to be empathetic to your cause. They just don't care. And what can you do in that case that you're permanently shut out from opportunities and things that you wish that you could do? You got to take a step back and just kind of accept the arbitrariness of life. And you realize that a lot of life is not about moving up in these sort of ladders and moving up in different directions. And you just kind of accept it. And you be who you are and you realize, like, hey, I am a good, decent person, whatever the outcomes might come. And with this is what I very much have learned because I deal with so much rejection now. I can't change anybody. I can't change the arbitrariness that they're gonna feel. And I guarantee people are gonna reject my ideas and what I'm about all the time. So I can't affect them. I can't. The only thing I can do is affect myself. And I can keep trying and keep pursuing different things and being okay with that, but then taking a step back and saying, fuck it, right? Like, it just does not matter that much in my head, right? So I keep trying and I sort of execute as kind of a robot. And then in my head, I check out. Right? Like I have to mentally check out. I can't keep feeling passionately involved in the things that I'm doing, but I can execute on them. I could view it as a job. I could view it as I'm simply just shoveling more dirt, right? And you sometimes have to do that with the nature of many things that we have in life. And that's ultimately a lot of things that you'll have to go through is to realize, like, I might not feel passionate about this particular thing. And that's the truth of it, right? Like, there's a lot of things I don't. Do I feel passionate about getting another day of exercise? I mean, ultimately, when I start now, right, like it just does not happen. But can I check out for an hour knowing that it's good for my body when I'm doing some sort of exercises? Absolutely. I can check out and I could disassociate. And yet I'm going to still do it and still get some of the benefits, and maybe I'm not going to be as passionate about it, but I could certainly get the benefits of getting exercise by doing that. So, that's what I would encourage you to do. Rejection is a bitch, right? Like, it's not going to make you feel good in anything, in any way, and it's arbitrary. Unless you're on the privilege of the other side, it never feels good. And the other side wants more people to apply and a bigger pool and all those kind of things, but they don't realize that, the people that they're rejecting, like, those are real people that are on the other side. And so, those real people on the other side, you can either let that get to you, or you take a step back and you say, I'm just going to keep trying. I might update my skill set. I might find something else. But I certainly am not going to give up on life, on being hopeful. I can check out and disassociate through sort of grinding activities. But I'm not going to lose who I am with all of this. And I encourage you to sort of think about that. What I'm actually trying to get you to think about is, there is a lot of crappiness that happens with life. And I'm not saying don't lose yourself because of that crappiness. What I'm saying is just keep going, keep pursuing things, but at the same time, don't let that arbitrary crappiness affect anything in your life. Take a step back, get going, try one more day, and that's it. All right, take care, and have a wonderful day.